Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ZZ Top bringing us back. That's one of their ballads, Rough Boy. It's a good song. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And as you know, as I mentioned earlier, I do predictions at the beginning of every year. I'll do them again for 2014 in a couple of weeks. But at the end of each year, I come back and recap my predictions and haul myself up on reality and compare what really happened to what I said would happen. And I give myself a score. And so I just went through a few of those from last year for 2013. I got a few more to do. One of my predictions last year was that gross domestic product, the economy, in 2013 in the United States would remain moribund below 3%. That's right. I think anything below 3% is like a European score, like a European economy. And that's what we've had, below 3% for years now. And I said it would continue in 2013. And that's exactly what happened. The numbers we have right now is through October, and the U.S. economy grew at a pitiful 2.3%. So unfortunately, I was right about that one. Next prediction: for the first time in history, the national debt will exceed GDP and put us in a category along with Greece, where we owe more than we're producing. So in 2013, the GDP is going to track at $16.8 trillion. Our national debt has grown in this year to $17.2 trillion. We owe more than we're making. That's like you owing more than your top line sales, which is not a good indicator. So I hit that one too. But I'm not happy about it. All right, the U.S. credit rating will be reduced for the second time in history. I said almost a year ago, during this, it would be reduced for the second time in the history, in our history, during the Obama presidency. The first downgrade was during his presidency, and I said it would happen again. The reality is there were warnings, but the rating did not drop. So I missed that one. That's a minus one on me. And I'm glad about that. I'm happy that I missed that one. Another prediction: state insurance exchanges, the Obamacare exchanges, the platforms for Obamacare, will not be ready for the 2014 launch. Well, do I need to explain that? The epic fail of Obamacare, of the launch, is now the stuff of legend. It includes that small businesses have no access to the exchanges. Small businesses cannot access the exchanges until next year. So I was right about that one. That's a plus one for me. Next prediction: the 2014 Obamacare guaranteed issue mandate, meaning that and other mandates, would cause an artificial increase in healthcare premiums in 2013. In anticipation of the law going into effect, that your premiums would go up because they've got to add in guaranteed insurability, adding children to up to 26 on your policy, and the maternity for people who won't have children anymore, for pediatric care for people who don't have children, all those mandates. In order for insurance companies to put those into effect, they have no choice but to raise your premiums. Of course, premiums were going up. That was an easy one. But a lot of people weren't talking about it, and I predicted it. And as you know, every single policy out there went up in 2014 because of that, of those mandates. That's a plus one for me. Next prediction: feckless and fecklesser, and that's the UN and the US, while they watch, Iran will take the world across a nuclear Rubicon. That was my prediction, that that the United States and the United Nations would twiddle their thumbs and mess around like a bunch of wusses and a bunch of naive school children, or I don't know what would be their motivation, but they would not hold Iran to task and prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power. Well, you know what happened, right? This in the last few months, last couple of months, what they're now calling the new Geneva Accords, not only didn't stop Iran's nuclear ambitions, they're still cranking out nuclear stuff over there, but it actually removed economic sanctions that were putting pressure on the leadership in Iran, the people over there who were so much of a problem in that region, the people who've killed countless and maimed countless Americans in Iraq and maybe Afghanistan. We've taken the economic sanctions off of them and are allowing them to now have some breathing room. And anybody believes that Iran will tell the truth? Anybody believes that Iran will follow any kind of instructions the only way to keep Iran from becoming a nuclear power is with force, not with negotiations. And so my prediction that they would that Iran would get closer to becoming a nuclear power was true. So that's a plus one. So my last prediction was that Alabama would defeat Notre Dame in the BSC championship. Obviously, I got that. Bama 42, the Irish 14. I was 11 for 12 last year. That brings my 13-year average to 72%. That's batting 720. Pretty darn good, right? How'd you do?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.